let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Author and musician Pliz Raybond has republished his highly acclaimed book, The Truth, with Reader's Magnet. He says this new edition holds refined interpretation of the Bible, no more, no less. He says many people, including pastors, have been misleading word and takes about the Word of God, and his goal is to induce readers to be circumspect of their own, on their own, of others' misleading spiritual construction. Pliz was born in Winfield, Louisiana, played trumpet in high school with different bands, moved to Detroit in 1969, and a career was born. Released two CDs, The Comforter and Amalgamated Love, he's appeared with a number of luminaries, and in 1979 accepted Jesus Christ, a life-changing experience. He's now working on two movie scripts. Pliz Raybond, author of The Truth, his new edition, be featured at the 2019 Miami Book Fair, November 22nd through 24th, and he's with us on This Week in America. Pliz, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Well, thank you, sir, and it's great being here.
So much to talk about during the course of the interview today, and I'm fascinated by the content of your book, especially some of the chapters. You read the list of chapters, and you have our attention right off the bat. Let's start with A Rampart of Love. Talk about that and exactly the intent of that chapter.
Well, first, let's start with a definition. The word rampart, it means an embankment built for defense or anything that serves as a defense or protection or an elevation. And God gave us wisdom or his word, and gave us his word, and according to Ephesians 2:6, God has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus to deliver us from the corruption that is in the world through lust. And the truth is the only thing that gives us hope. And now the rampart of hate is Satan. He wanted to build a embankment or a wall of misery. And that's his whole purpose, is to distract people from the truth. And so God, he gave us, he wanted to protect us, yes. Build a wall of protection around us with the truth to keep us from the detriment of Satan's schemes and his plots against the people of God.
All of this is in Pliz's book, The Truth. It's available at Amazon. You'll find it at readersmagnet.com as well. Link out by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And Pliz is PLEZERAYBON. So many just fascinating chapters that we really need to read and to be able to contemplate. Another one of those that has attention, my attention, is Inordinate Affection. Talk about that, if you will.
Yes. Well, early in the book, I talked about bringing forth. So I would like people to get their full attention to that word, inordinate affection. These words primarily denotes whatever one experiences in any way which affects him, hence an affection of the mind, which stimulates a passionate desire or capricious delight, which means the disease of passion, always used in a bad sense, primarily denotes whatever one suffers or experiences. I do understand mental illness is real, but a lot of what we are seeing is not mental illness. It's inordinate affection brought on by physical or mental abuse. And after many studies and observation, they found that most serial killers who were, they were abused as a child. And early in the book, I defined the word conceived. And one of the definitions means to develop mentally. So when you abuse a child, you are stimulating a passionate desire that will develop into a disease of passion. We see these massive killings and saying to ourselves, how can someone be so heartless to do something like that? Well, this inordinate affection. And they were not born that way. They developed into that through a channel called abuse. And we are warned in Ephesians 6, chapter 6, verse 4, it says, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. In Colossians 3, verse 23, it reveals the danger of violating the scripture. It says, fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they become discouraged. Let's look. Take a look at some more definitions, which would give us a better understanding.
Yes.
The word discouraged in the Greek means athymio, which means to be disheartened or dispirited. Disheartened means to lose hope, depressed, discouraged. And the B part of that verse, Ephesians 6, 4, it says, but bring them up in the fear in the admonition of the Lord. Scripture is very clear on this issue. In Proverbs 22, 6, it says, train up a child in the way they should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. And I know many people have memorized this scripture, but they probably have never meditated on it. But that word, trained, it means to narrow. And I'm going to give you a scripture first, Rick, and then I'm going to show you, give my point of view.
Sure.
It said, enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And there are many who go in by it, but narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life. And there'll be few who find it. When you are training a child, you are narrowing his options. While he's in training, he's learning this is wrong and will never be accepted, or this is right and will always be approved. What are you doing? You are making a straight path to life, which can, when he's old, he won't depart from that. He might stray, stray for a while,
yes.
But he would always come back to the truth. And so many people are void of the truth today. And so I hope that, you know, my book can be an encouragement to help them take the word of God to heart by studying it. And the word of God says, study to show yourself approved unto God. And a lot of people just go to church, but they don't really study the word, you know. So they sit under the teaching, but all they know about God is what the pastor or the priest said to them, but they don't know him personally for themselves, you know. And that is the detriment of a lot of people.
Now, you said something that was interesting, that a lot of people memorize but don't meditate. Is that where we get into some problems, because they just become words and we really don't even understand the meaning of those words? It's just maybe a recitation rather than something that we're really contemplating.
Yeah, well, now memorization is very good, because when you memorize scripture and the word of God, David said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. So, no, it's just when people, they'll just read the Bible, but they don't study the Bible.
Okay.
And that's the detriment right there. They don't study, because when you study, you don't pass words that you don't understand. When you study, you make sure you understand what you're reading. So you look up the definition of words so you can gain a better understanding of what God is trying to say. And a lot of people, they just don't take the time. I mean, I go to church Sunday. Some people don't even bring their Bibles to church. You know, I'm like, you know, at this, you know, they have gotten saved. I'm not saying they're not saved, but they don't know the word of God. And the Bible says that there will come a time when there will be a great falling away. And I'm sure it'll be when things get real tough, we get real rough, and they're going to be saying, well, if God was real, why am I going through all these changes? And why is all this happening? You know, And when the word of God has already showed us these things are going to take place, and you have to study the word of God so you can be ready for all these events that are going to take place on the world. And I mean, things are pretty good right now, but they're going to get pretty bad. And I don't know when, but the word of God declares it. So we have to be ready. And the only way you can be ready is through the truth. Because everything else, well, Satan, his sole purpose is to distract you from the truth. And that's what God wants us to have, is the truth.
And that's the title, because the title really says it all about Plez's book, The Truth. Plez Raybon, that's PLEZERAYBON. Let me do that again. PLEZERAYBON. The Truth, it's available wherever books are sold. You'll get information by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. How long did it take you to put this book together?
Well, it was off and on because I had started writing, and then I went through some difficulties, and then I picked it back up. And so I would say about a year, you know, about a year, you know, to finish it.
And do the research, and that's one of the things that you'll find as you're reading that. It is a highly researched and thought-out book that Plez has put together. A few minutes left in the program. What are some of the other chapters that are crucial that you would like to point out to us and give us a little bit of background on those, so when we read The Truth, we'll have some idea of what we're going to find there?
Another thing... one of the topics is, what is Satan really after? And he's after, what is his sole purpose is to, one of the disciples say, if you're thinking that Satan's only objective is to get you to sin, you are sadly mistaken. And I even hear people say that, you know, he wants to steal your testimony. And that might be true, but he has his sights on something much bigger. And a large percentage of the body of Christ don't even have a clue because they don't study the word. But there are two major fruit that he wants to pillage, and that is faith and love. And here are the primary reasons. Satan knows that the armor of faith is the only thing that can quench all the fiery darts of his wickedness. In Ephesians 6:16, it says, above all things, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And he also knows that without faith, it is impossible to please God. But secondly, he wants to keep us from walking in genuine love. Why? Because faith works by love. The last part of Galatians 5:6, Paul, he said that the only thing that is of value or worth is faith, which worketh by love. And so I'm going to give you a metaphor. And I, like I said, it's a metaphor, not a new teaching. And I observed something one Sunday in the church I went to. And this pastor, finished speaking, he say that if there's anyone in here with a spirit of fear, let him come down and I'll pray for him. And over half the church went down for prayer.
Wow.
And that was that picture. It kind of put me on the search for answers, because the word of God says in 2 Timothy 1:7 that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And Jesus, he addressed the issue concerning fear in Matthew 6:30, in Matthew 8:26, also in chapter 16, verse 18. In each case, he ended his statement with the phrase, "O ye of little faith," in two places in particular. He said, "Why are you fearful, O ye of little faith? Why did you doubt, O ye of little faith?" And in those two scriptures there, it means why you have a lack of confidence in Christ. And now, I had to consider something, because this took place in a so-called Word of Faith church, and they are steeped in, you know, confessions, and but it was one thing that was really obvious. According to the Word of God, it says that in 1 John chapter 4, verse 18, he said, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment. He that fears is not made perfect in love." And I will repeat Galatians 5:6 again. This is the kicker. So the last part of that verse says, faith works by love. And this is the primary reason it is not active in the lives of many. They are because they are not walking in genuine love. And 1 Peter 1:22 talks about having unfeigned love for the brethren, which means not pretend or hypocritical, but genuine, sincere love for one another. And that's and the Word of God says that the just, they shall live by faith. And just as the breath of life, God gave us the breath of life to, so we can do the many things that we do through our body. Well, He gave us the measure of faith, so we could we have an entrance into the kingdom of God. You know, so. But Satan, he wanted to pillage the love walk, because love works. If faith works by love, and if you're not walking in love, then your faith is just lies dormant, because it just can't function properly.
This is a very powerful book, a very well thought out book, as you can tell in listening to Ples talk. The book is called The Truth by Ples Raybon. That's PLEZERAYBON. Books available wherever books are sold. You can find a direct link by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You'll go to readersmagnet.com, find information there. Amazon, of course, as well. Ples, it's been a pleasure to have you with us on the program. Hopefully we can do this again. Thank you so much for sharing some very important words with us on the program today. Thank you for taking the time to be with us on the show.
Well, sir, well, thank you so much for the interview. And I just pray that God bless all your endeavors, and you just have a blessed day, and just receive the blessings of God.
Well, thank you very much. And today, our interview, our conversation has been a very important part of the day, and it's going well so far. It gives us all something to think about. Ples Raybon, our guest. The book is The Truth. Information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.